The Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James. It's got a ring to it. It resonates today as it has for over 1,200 years. It's one of the great pilgrimage routes of the world and has been since the days of Charlemagne. St. Francis of Assisi walked it in 1212, in the days before the EU put up nice signage on the first designated World Cultural Route. My mate Gary and I cycled part of it, the last 300 kilometres or so, to Santiago de Compostela in a week, and we weren't alone. Hundreds of peregrinos, that's pilgrims, most of them looking like huge trolls with their backpacks and ponchos, are trudging across northern Spain every single day of the year. In the Middle Ages, 250,000 people did this trip every year, there and back, and they didn't have the luxury of flights every day. Conversations always start the same way. Where are you from? Where did you start? How long has it taken? Why are you doing the Camino? And have you seen the film? Where are people from? Well, all over the world. We met Tina from Slovenia, who started in July and is now on her way walking back home again. She should be back for Christmas. There were the cyclists from Peru. Hey, Peru! Hey, England! We came across them four times, and each time it's like meeting long-lost friends. I won't be surprised if I see them next week in London. There was the American woman, an ex-international rugby player, and the retired carpentry teacher, Peter from York, who was looking for something different to do after building his own house. Lots of them started at the foot of the Pyrenees in Saint-Jean-de-Port, and were taking 5 weeks or so to walk the 500 miles. Some were doing it in stages, some this year, some last. Several people had walked a bit and biked a bit. One woman was being driven to different landmarks to walk short distances with support. There are four main reasons to do the Camino: spiritual, cultural, historical, and other. Most people seem to tick all those boxes. It's the biggest, longest adventure many of us will ever do. And the film is Martin Sheen's The Way, a sort of modern-day Wizard of Oz, with four disparate characters who aren't too keen on each other. They've all got flaws, but manage to find a way to rub along. It's a bit like life, isn't it? Now, you follow the yellow arrows and the scallop shells. The path isn't always easy to spot. Sometimes there's arrows made of twigs or stones, and it marks the way along tracks and paths over fields and mountains. I took my own clam shell I collected while cockling. I asked Tony from the hardware store to put a hole in it so I could attach it to my bag, and he did it, and then glued it back together again. It managed to do the whole trip. Now, there's a sound to the Camino, and this is it. I'll tell you what, it's not a jolly jaunt. It's a slog pedalling up those mountains. Buen Camino. The stunning views, of course, and a great variety of landscapes. Wheat fields, vineyards, towns and villages, mountains, valleys, streams, woods, farms, in all weathers. Hot, baking and sunny one day, rain and wind and cold another. So expect all weathers every day. And at the end of each tired and grubby day, for most pilgrims, there's a bunk bed in a dorm. Or for those of us who like a little bit more comfort, a hotel room and a delicious pilgrim menu with plenty of wine and beer. The important thing to do is to earn your Compostela. That's the Latin certificate that says, well done, you made it. You must be bonkers. And for that, you need to get your pilgrim passport stamped at every stop. We went mad with the stamps. Every hotel, every church, every coffee stop, every bar, even the bike repair place. Sometimes you just stop for a stamp and head on. Even the border cops at the airport excitedly discussed each pilgrim stamp and place we'd been to. I bought a Camino cap. I got that stamped as well. There's over 50 stamps on it, and the Incas run in the rain. I tell you what, you notice everything. The sound of the wind in the wheat fields, the big skies before and after the showers, the stink of the farmyards, the old woman spreading manure with a pitchfork, the donkey carts, the ways your shoes get soaked in a minute and won't dry out all day, the cold, dark and misty mornings, chestnuts all along the route, crocuses in bloom in October, and pilgrim statues with offerings, little piles of stones everywhere, offerings like boots, sunglasses, hats, and even underwear all piled around these statues. Great way to get rid of that stuff you don't want to carry anymore. Isle of Timmy Picks, and at the top of the highest point is an iron cross on a huge cairn of stones. It's 1,500 metres up, so it's a bit of a pedal, higher than Ben Nevis. And after cycling to the top, I left my stone from home on the great big cairn. And alongside me while I did that, there were a group of German teenagers having communion from their own fully robed priest they'd brought along with them. I tell you what, that downhill after that was in the sunshine and it was fabulous. The following day, well, that was terrifying. I cling-filmed my shoes and that didn't protect me from the stinging rain, the gusting wind and the fact you couldn't see 10 metres ahead. Why on earth would you do this? But of course, it's an ancient truth, isn't it, that it's the journey, not the destination that counts. Even my two punctures and Gary's chain snapping didn't deter us. He pushed that bike 4 kilometres uphill and brought us to a smiling, helpful bike shop. And another stamp in the pilgrim passport. And so there we are at Santiago de Compostela, St. James in the Field of Stars. And it was rainy when we arrived, biblical rain. So we headed to the cathedral for the midday mass that marks the end of the Camino. And the big event is the Botafumeiro, the swinging of the incense. 8 priests pull on the rope and it sends this enormous incense holder swinging across the transept and almost hitting the roof. Great clouds of incense fumigate the tired and filthy pilgrims, and the place was absolutely jam-packed with standing room only for this amazing finale. Hey, get there early for a good seat and sit north or south to get the full effect. And now, I've done it. I'm a certified peregrino. And my one word of advice is pack lightly, even if you have your bags transported for you to the next stop. But do be prepared for all weathers. And don't, whatever you do, at the very last minute before heading for the airport, take out your waterproof trousers. That's a mistake. Buen Camino!